is that we have this planet that we can call home that keeps us safe and gives us food and air to breathe and lets us grow up. It's just such a wonderful opportunity. Hi, Beckett. Thanks for the great science question. Actually, the answer is no, you can't feel it weaken because the rocket is pushing you up into space. And the force of the rocket pushing you up into space overcomes any sort of the feeling of the gravity weakening as you get further away from it. So all you feel is you feel the force of gravity and the force of a rocket initially, and then just the force of the rocket. And then once the rocket stops burning, just in an instant, you feel the zero gravity up here. Over. Hi, Will. Thanks. My favorite thing about living aboard the ISS is what I'm doing right now. I love to talk to schools and kids and people around the world and share the wonderful experience of humanity being in space for over 25 years. Over. Hi, Jack. That's a great name. You know, people named Jack get to be astronauts someday. Exercising in space feels different at the beginning and the end because when you start, you're still floating around in zero gravity, and then once you get on the exercise machine, it kind of holds you down. Having the weight of gravity on you again, so that kind of feels different. Another thing is that we recover from exercise. We can exercise every day because when we're not exercising, we're floating around in zero gravity and our bodies recover. Over. Hi, Ellie. Good morning. The favorite science experiment that's going on right now is the 3D printer. As we go on to the moon and Mars, we're going to not have enough space to bring with us all the stuff that we need. So if we can bring a 3D printer and we can print all the things that we need when we get there, we'll be a lot better off. Over. Hi, Hetty. Well, one time I ate the last apple pie dessert, and that's one of my crewmates' favorites, so I was a little bit scared when they found out at the moment. But other than that, we have a great ground team and a great engineering and support team that works on all the details that keep us safe while we operate up here in space. So that gives me confidence in all the systems and hardware and people that we need to come up to space, live up here, and then safely come back home. Over. Well, just like I told Hetty, maybe it was when I ate that last dessert without asking if anyone else wanted it first. Over. Hi, Annabelle. I like to look at a lot of things out the window. I like to look at places where I've lived.